Good afternoon. I hope you are well. I hope you had an enjoyable, restful Shabbos and had a chance to enjoy what is certainly nice weather. Many people are starting to make early Shabbos. I happen to be a big early Shabbos person. I like early Shabbos. I like anything better than Shabbos is more Shabbos. The children can stay up for the Suda Friday night. It's not as rushed. We're not as tired. We try to make early Shabbos, and just a few days ago, I noticed in the poskim what might pose a problem to early Shabbos, which I had never contemplated or thought about before. We all know there's a concept, a halacha, actually, an obligation of mea brachos b'chol yom, to recite 100 blessings a day. Rav Luban spoke about this in a Monday night shiur a few weeks ago. Rav Asher Weiss, originally way back when, in the beginning of Corona, touched on this as well in that Tehillim gathering that we had. I gave a shiur on this a little while ago also. There's a halacha of mea brachos. Shabbos, the Gemara already is sensitive to the fact that Shabbos poses a problem to mea brachos because the count to get to mea brachos includes Shmona Esrei times 3. Shmona Esrei is 19 brachos, so it's 57 brachos a day just on Shmona Esrei. It's not too difficult to get to 100 when one considers the rest of the daily brachos, Psukei Dezimra, Tallis and Tefillin for men, Berachos Kriya Shema, Shachar Sim, and Maariv, etc. You get with Bracha Rishona, Bracha Chorona, you get pretty close to 100 without trying too hard. Shabbos, though, the Shmona Esrei, it's 4 times Shmona Esrei, but only 7 brachos per Shmona Esrei. That's 27, which is a decrease of 29 brachos. Now you have Kiddush, but you're missing Tallis and Tefillin. You have Friday night, the bracha after Shmona Esrei, bracha achas mein sheva. Now we're not even saying that bracha either. So what does a person do on Shabbos? We bench more and we wash more. 3 meals a day for those who wash and bench at Shal Shudas. So you have Alon Tila Sidayim, you have a Hamotzi, you have 4 brachas to mention, you had 6, 6 times 3 is 18, so you make up a little bit there. But anyway you slice it, you're going to be short somewhere between 12 and 18 brachos. So asks the Gemara, what do you do on Shabbos to get to mea brachos? And the Gemara says you fill it with besamim. You can make more brachos on borei minei besamim. Some people actually more in the shtibles have snuff. You can make a bracha. Or the Gemara says snack foods, peros, Shabbos parties, the source for Shabbos parties. A person could have a snack and could take out a mizonos and a fruit, and maybe even you take out a grape and you take out a vegetable or a fruit, honeydew or cantaloupe, which is hadama, and a mizonos, and you could say a mizonos or a bonafashos, and you have a drink and shahakol and aetz and hadama and alamichia. You do that Friday night, you do that Shabbos day, you could chip away to get to mea brachos. If you're still stuck, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, he's quoting from Rishonim, you could potentially have in mind during Kriyas HaTorah, 7 aliyahs times 2 brachos, maftir is another 2, haftorah is bracha before haftorah, 4 brachos after haftorah. If you have in mind to be yotzei and you say amen, so perhaps that could count, and not everyone agrees to that, but it is something to keep in your back pocket to make sure we get to 100 brachos. Now, that's true on a normal week. But, I never thought about this, I saw the Rav Shlomo Zalman, Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the great Rav Shlomo Zalman, he points out that what happens when you make early Shabbos? So this past Friday night, I davened Ma'ariv, Kabbalah Shabbos at 6:30, Damincha at 6:10, and davened Kabbalah Shabbos at 6:30, I davened Ma'ariv at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock was still day. Shkia wasn't until 7:50, 7:55. So did my Ma'ariv count for day or for night? It was still day. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, even though you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's Shabbos for you since it's day. You could daven Ma'ariv, you can make early Shabbos, but it's day. You're Ma'ariv, so that's Birkos Kriya Shema, 2 before. Birkos Kriya Shema after, that's another 2, that's 4. Shmona Esrei is 7, 11. That is 11 brachos, which count the Friday day. If you make Kiddush Friday night, and you even bench Friday night before it's nightfall, it also counts for the day. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a person is going to be stuck. A person makes early Shabbos, since we usually start to count at night, that's how most Mefarshim understand. The first bracha is Ma'ariv, Berachos Kriya Shema, or Hamapil. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a person is going to be missing all those brachos. I was very surprised when I saw this. I looked around a little bit. Rav Nevin Saul, in his comments to the Mishnah Brura, I think it's called the Yitzchak Yikare, he writes, and that's the big Kiddush of his Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says that for generations, hundreds of years, people have been making early Shabbos, and no one raised this. Someone, some of the Sfarim should have said, but if you're making early Shabbos, you have a problem. He says, no one raises this issue. So Rav Nevin Saul is not so sure. I saw a quote of Rav Avadi Yosef in the Tshuva, Nabi Omer Chilak Yod, Simon Zion. He disagrees with this Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Avadi Yosef says that since you're Mekabel Shabbos, since your davening counts as a Shabbos davening, your brachos also go to the Shabbos count. And they count for Shabbos, they count for the night, and that would be okay. We'd have those brachos counting for our Shabbos Mea brachos. That's Rav Avadi Yosef disagreeing with Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is helpful for us. Rav Nevin Saul, I don't think, disagrees. He questions his Rebbe. Rav Avadi Yosef, and he has some sources, proves that the Mea brachos of early Shabbos still count towards Shabbos. I just saw in the Sefer Asherei Eitz, Rav Yashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he also, he doesn't quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, who is his mechutin. His daughter married Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, and there's some very interesting stories about that, maybe another time. Rav Yashiv doesn't quote Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he says the same thing. He says it counts based on the time frame you're in. It doesn't matter whether it counts as Shabbos or Friday. If it's Friday, they go to your Friday tally, which would be a problem. I don't think this is a reason not to make early Shabbos, though I might be a Nogei Vedavar because I like early Shabbos. But certainly, one who is going to make early Shabbos should try to be mashlim the Mea Brachos, maybe in a healthy way, with more Shabbos parties, more snacks, cups of teas, healthy snacks, to help make the Mea Brachos that way. And hopefully through our Mea Brachos and our being makbid, careful for Mea Brachos, just like the Magefa in the time of David HaMelech stopped with the Mea Brachos, hopefully we will also stop the Magefa with the Mea Brachos. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening.